It's Wednesday, September 13th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump plans an aggressive travel schedule, taking him to as many as 13 states over the next 7 weeks to sell the idea of a tax overhaul as the administration tries to avoid repeating the communications failures of its attempt to repeal Obamacare, reports Bloomberg Politics. The strategy calls for the president to visit states he won where a Democratic senator is up for re-election next year, including Florida, Indiana, Michigan, Montana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said they hope to make the new provisions of tax law retroactive to the start of the year. President Donald Trump never got a 3-month honeymoon from the American press, as is the tradition. According to the Media Research Center's analysis, 89% of the media's Trump coverage was negative during the first 3 months of the administration, and the hostility continues unabated. In June, July, and August, broadcast evening news coverage of Trump was 91% negative. Former Secretary of State and twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has a message for Democrats who want her to fade into the background. She's not going anywhere. Clinton made that clear in an interview promoting her book, What Happened, with National Public Radio's Rachel Martin.
There are some Democrats out there saying they don't want you to do that, that writing this book is opening old wounds, relitigating a past, and it doesn't help move the party forward. Have you reconciled that people might not want you around as the party steps forward?
Well, they don't have to buy my book, and they can turn off the radio when they hear me talking. Not going anywhere. I have the experience. I have the insight. I have the scars that I think, give me not only the right, but the responsibility to speak out.
A new Rasmussen poll that came out yesterday found that 61% of likely voters think it's time for Hillary Clinton to retire. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi felt compelled to coach, in real time, a homosexual audience about when to applaud during a speech she was giving, reports the American Mirror. In an especially awkward moment, Pelosi told GLAAD to applaud for former President Barack Obama.
We were very proud of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and President Obama was so very much a part of that.
But no one clapped. After you could hear crickets, Pelosi said this.
Now, let's hear it for President Obama. That's an applause line. I'll tell you when it's an applause line if we're not kind of in sync.
6 deaths in Florida have been blamed on Hurricane Irma, along with 3 in Georgia and 1 in South Carolina. At least 35 people were killed in the Caribbean. An estimated 13 million Floridians, or 2/3 of Florida's population, remain without power. Officials warned it could take weeks for electricity to be restored. More than 180,000 people huddled in shelters in the Sunshine State. It's another powerful testimony of the transforming work of Christ. After Alim was thrown into the slammer for running an ambitious drug smuggling operation in Central Asia, he read the Book of John, given to him by a cellmate out of sheer boredom. By his own admission, quote, "I neglected the spiritual questions. I was empty, and I didn't want to live. But I met Jesus through the Book of John," unquote. Today, according to Open Doors USA, Alim is using his skill set to oversee the dangerous work of smuggling illegal Bibles throughout 5 nearby countries, providing believers with the vital words of Jesus to sustain their Christian walk. Colossians 1:21-22 says, "Although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him, holy and blameless and beyond reproach." If the Bible Distribution Center is discovered, it will be shut down and Alim will return to prison. Pray for Alim and help pay for more Bibles through the link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Despite the pro-life stance of the Catholic Church, 61% of Catholic Brits now are in favor of baby killing in the womb, according to the 2016 British Social Attitude Survey. Just 5 years ago, that number was only 39%.